This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter? Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Glorious Thanksgiving Eve here at the station. Man, it is a chaos. It's beautiful chaos.
You can't believe what's going on down here.
If you haven't been down here yet, it's amazing.
You might just want to get in your...
Just drive down. Just drive down here. This is fun. We've got donuts. We've got breakfast burritos. We've got free coffee. We got amazing people in the building. The Tree of Trust. I put my sticker up there last segment.
Bill, set the scene. Set the scene.
Well, the first thing you want to talk about every time you have a gathering is energy. And
oh,
I'm
going to
say
God.
The energy is at a level of mayhem. And then the world's colliding. And everyone has their name tags on. And the tree of trust is full.
It is.
Lawyer of the Stars, Mossman, was just here. We talked to him. Al drove down from Fremont. He drove from Fremont for this event.
Al.
And then...
Teacher in Fremont, Jay.
And then another group came down, and they're like, well, we're from Kansas, but they're going to drive in today to go to Waverly for Thanksgiving. They came in last night just to go to this event.
Oh, my God.
And bring their kids in.
Jake, it's a hit.
It is a hit.
It's here.
We're happy.
It is really, you didn't know how this would go. Bill's idea, conceived by Bill, and then Jake helping this.
And Kathy and Laura. I mean, Patrinka and Greg, everybody's helped out.
Right now, it would be a mess without Patrinka, Greg, and Mick Safety,
right.
And Kathy Woody.
Wow.
Right
nice.
There.
Yeah.
Wow. They gave us a heart.
Wow.
Wow.
There's Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
That's Greg Doyle, the Caitlin Clark Kathy. Yes, thank
Caitlin
you.
Caitlin Clark. Gans in here. He helped us.
Doug Gans.
Yeah.
Jeff Pippett.
And what I want to say is that we didn't know how this would go. And I'd say it's exceeded our expectations.
And we still have an hour and a half to go.
And also, Patrinka, she meets people at the door to get the name tag on. So no one's walking around awkwardly.
No,
at
she's
all.
Hammered, so.
She's not.
In fact, she chastised me for suggesting that.
Well, we are
in her way, too. Very.
Yes.
With a vulgarity.
Our guest is low on time, is why. we'll get to Midwest Bank after this. But,
yes.
But
my bad.
Lee Sterling joins us, Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, Lee.
You too. And got my Twitter back late last night, so the turkey shootout will appear there where my two daughters will be baking off the banana cream pie from my oldest and the youngest, the huckleberry pie, and the entrant this year. New entrant is my new son-in-law and my youngest daughter's boyfriend. They are entering a mystery pie. So you can check that out. About 6 o'clock, your time will appear on X/Twitter and also TikTok this year.
Okay.
TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. We're expanding
Thank
here,
you.
Lee.
The
Thank
Sterling right. Bake-Off? Is it the
Sterling
Bake-Off?
Off, yes.
Yep.
Well, look forward to seeing that.
17th year.
Wow.
What pie do you think will win this year? What's the leader in the clubhouse, you think, Lee?
It's always been the banana cream.
Banana cream.
If it's perfect, if it's got the right consistency, tough to beat it. But Huckleberry is really, really good. And I was smelling. I think the huckleberries came in, were delivered yesterday. So smelled them. They smell pretty good. I'm a boy. Are you guys a berry fan? You like boysenberry and blueberry and strawberries?
I really do. I'm not a big berry fan, but I appreciate the berry.
Hey, hold on there. That's a good one to say. What is a huckleberry for the uninitiated?
Yeah. Okay. It's only in the Northwest, like Oregon, Washington State, Wyoming, and I think Idaho are pretty much the only four states you can find it. If you like boysenberry, you like blueberry, have a huckleberry shake, or huckleberry syrup on top of your pancakes. Insane.
Okay.
Yeah. Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Yogi and Boo Boo, they always talked about huckleberry pies, the bears. Am I correct on that?
That must have been it because I got on it. There was some reason that it always got me interested. And then when I went out and visited when I was young out to the Northwest and I had some.
It was the bears. It was Yogi and Boo Boo that always had a huckleberry pie.
That's right. I think you're right.
There you go.
Okay. Lee, we know you're short on time, so let's get to some picks of the weekend. First up, Tennessee, 2.5-point favorites over Vanderbilt, trying to get to 10 wins on the season. Lee, what happens in Tennessee, Vandy?
Last year, and this game was at Vanderbilt, I remember the 36-23 win. I was shocked, went back and looked at the tape. Vandy dominated line of scrimmage, 528 to 212 total yards. So I do think Vanderbilt's obviously better. Here's the problem. Going to be a fast-paced game. It's at Tennessee. Tennessee goes quick. 13th fastest pace as far as their offense, 73 plays per game. I don't think Vandy has the depth on defense to hang up with it with that kind of pace. And their quarterback, Joey Swaggular, I think he's better than Nico was last year. I like Tennessee at home,
35-28. Balls. Yeah. Big win for them. Next up, Texas A&M, 2.5-point favorites against Texas. It's a big game for A&M to solidify their playoff standing. They're probably in no matter what, but Lee, do they go undefeated regular season?
Well, they've got revenge here. I think they're actually better in almost every single position. They will face a Texas team defense all of a sudden starting to show some cracks. They were great to start the season against Ohio State, but look at the last 3 weeks. Vanderbilt gave up 31. Georgia, 35. And Arkansas, 37, and Arkansas played a backup quarterback for probably 25-30% of the game here. Biggest weakness for Texas, offensive line, pass blocking, A&M, 39 sacks on the year. And you talk about explosive plays. A&M, their two receivers, Casey Concepcion and Mario Craver, just combined for 99 receptions, 13 touchdowns. They average almost 16 and 17 yards a reception. Then all of a sudden, last 4 or 5 weeks, their third guy, Ashton Bethel-Roman, he has 5 touchdowns. He's averaging almost 25 yards a reception here. I like A&M. They get that revenge here, 35-31.
35-31, high-scoring game. A&M and Texas, joined by Lee Sterling. Up next, Ohio State in the game, 10-point favorites over Michigan. 4 straight losses in the series to the Wolverines. Any chance of another upset for 5 straight, Lee?
Well, they play the style of play that can certainly slow down the game here, and they can give Ohio State trouble. Last year, Ohio State was giving up just 2.6 yards per carry on the ground. This year, the same, but I think they're a little bit better this year. Last year's game, Michigan ran for 172. Ohio State, for some reason, was just off all day in that game. Michigan will be without, though, their top running back, Justice Haynes. Michigan really hasn't faced any real great offenses here. You know what? I think Ohio State with their receivers is the difference here. I'm going to take a different approach. I'm going to take the under 44.5 total points here. I think Ohio State wins the game by 7 to 14 points, but it's going to be snowing, it looks like. So 12 noon game, give me Ohio State. They win the game something like 24-14, 24-10. But under 44.5, I think the better way to approach the game.
Okay, our game in Lincoln, both teams at 7-4, Nebraska and Iowa. Iowa has won 6 straight times in Lincoln against Nebraska. They're 5.5-point favorites against the Huskers. Does Nebraska snap the streak, or does the misery continue against Iowa in Lincoln, Lee?
Well, I'd love to see him snap the streak here, but how do you do it with a backup quarterback?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress, for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
TJ Lateef, who was exposed in the second start against a pretty tough Penn State defense here, and we know Iowa's probably better. He was held to 5.1 yards per attempt. He completed just 56% of his passes. Iowa's offense isn't great, but their defense is really good, and their special teams are special here. So, hate to say it here, but TJ Lateef is going to look probably more like Queen Lateef. You got to throw the ball down the field. You can't just keep throwing to receivers, you know, on the flanker screens and running backs out of the backfield. You have to have some type of down the field presence, and they don't have it here. I like Iowa here, something like 28-16.
28-16, Nebraska falls to 7-5. That'd be seven straight losses in Lincoln to Iowa. Yeah. That's not fun. To the NFL, Lee, the Dolphins have won two straight. They're back from Madrid after a bye week. They play the Saints, who are struggling. Dolphins 5.5-point favorites. Does this fake run to the playoffs keep happening for Miami?
Of course. Of course. Why not? You know, post-Germany bye, keep the momentum is usually pretty tough here, but Saints 2-9 straight up, 3-8 against the spread. Tyler Shough looked awful last night. I mean, running into running backs here, they've only scored more than 20 points twice. They're 2-10. Just not good at all here. They only have 4.7 yards per snap on offense. Dolphins 27-16.
27-16 Dolphins. Last one, Lee, in the NFL, Chiefs and Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. Cowboys, big win in the comeback against the Eagles. Do they win on Thanksgiving against the Chiefs?
Love this game. One of my biggest plays for the weekend. Anyone wants to get Chiefs, Cowboys on me, call 800-400-9741. First five callers get it for free. 800-400-9741. And we're on a roll. Going to try to keep it going here. 34-15-1 in the NFL. You want to get the turkey shootout. 15 games from tomorrow all the way through Sunday. We had one 14-1 record on it in the last 20 years. We've had a couple 13-2, 12-3, and last year 11-4 records on this promotion. 15 games, just $97, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Enjoy the pies for Thanksgiving. We'll chat with you again next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
Huckleberry.
To recap his picks, Tennessee as a 2.5-point favorite has him beating Vanderbilt 35-28.
What are the ramifications for that? Anything? Vandy's not in anything.
Well, no, Vandy, I'm still, that would be a huge win at Tennessee. Yeah. They're still a ranked team. I don't understand some places how Vandy is at 14th right now. Two losses, SEC.
Higher?
Yeah, they should be higher. I'm a little baffled on a couple of them.
I'm a little bit too. And baffled by that pick, by the way.
And everybody's kind of like, oh, no, Vandy's out. And Diego Pavia is playing at a ridiculous rate. Mm-hmm. And people, I don't like him. He's kind of like the Who's Cignetti people? Deal. It's like, I'll tell you what.
Who's people?
Yeah.
Well, we just go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
Same name. I think he is playing really well, though. Yes. I mean, I can't push back on that. He's a dual threat dude, man. It's hard to deal with.
Storyline. He's going to go to he has a chance at winning the Heisman. He's going to go. It's a zero star from junior college to New Mexico State to Vanderbilt.
Zero star. Zero Keep stars. Your head in this, Jake.
Zero star.
I saw LaRue out there.
Jake, I saw LaRue. LaRue's here.
I played golf with LaRue.
LaRue is not.
The pin of the neighborhood has just arrived.
LaRue is here.
And I just looked over there and I saw McSafety talking to Jim Hansen.
Worlds collide. You couldn't envision
Jim
a better
Hansen
day.
Was on at halftime last night, and now he's here.
Yes. Talking to McSafety.
Talking to McSafety.
Breaker Appreciation Day, yes. Thanksgiving Eve. Incredible. A&M has him covering 2.5, beating Texas 35-31.
Rudy doesn't like that pick. Rudy, how could you pick Texas? Rudy. Come on. I get it. Horns up, all that.
Yeah, I get it.
You can't
Rudy.
Pick Texas.
No. Rudy.
A&M.
Nope.
A&M's real. Yeah. A&M's real.
Texas got beat by Florida, Rudy. By Florida, they fired their coach.
Ouch. Rudy. All right, keep going.
Next up.
Sorry, Jake's getting perturbed.
I'm not perturbed. Ohio State, Michigan. He said 24-14 Ohio State to a push, but he says really under 44.5 is what he's saying there. Go under the 44.5.
That sounds like what he's predicting is a scary game for Ohio State.
Yep.
One time Lee did say that they would win by 7 or 14. It's a pretty big difference.
No, here's what he did. Yeah, it was baffling. He said it'll be either 24-10 or 24-14.
Yes.
Now, the spread is 10. what are we doing here?
That didn't add up. A lot of stuff. They could win by 4 to 10 to maybe 14.
What is your advice?
To defendly, he said to simply take the under on that game.
Finally, I got back to the under.
He's scared to score. Yeah. He wants the under.
Okay.
That was his safe play there.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Iowa.
The spread was 10.
He says Iowa 28-16 over Nebraska as a 5.5-point favorite. Just a miserable day in Lincoln if that's the case.
They cannot score 28.
He went to, well, okay, so there's that. You believe Iowa can't score 28.
I do not.
He went to the Latif card.
He said Queen Latifah for TJ Latif.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I didn't know what he said.
Well, he said it might as well be Queen Latifah instead of TJ Latif be playing against Iowa. But yeah, that's essentially what he said.
He said that he'll have to throw it downfield, which is a challenge against Iowa.
Absolutely.
And it's a challenge probably maybe in the weather. I think the weather is the elements could be a factor. Interesting. It's a tough game for TJ.
28-16 Iowa has the Dolphins over the Saints 27-16 covering 5.5. If you want Chiefs, Cowboys, or any other picks, 800-400-9741 or ParamountSports.com. Thank you to Lee for joining us.
Any other worlds colliding out there, Bill?
There'll
look
be
over
more.
Your shoulder.
We'll have to go over there. Yeah. There'll be more out there.
There's a lot of bolts still here.
People were curious.
We need to bring this up real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Is that this wouldn't have happened if the ticket didn't make the move.
That's true.
In the old place, we would not be doing this event.
No.
We could fit about eight people in there.
There was eight people, and then also a lot of times it was flooded. And so it was flooded, and so that made it difficult. They'd have to walk through ankle-deep water with electronics around.
We had
a power
strip with a rug over
the rug,
which you guys loved.
And there was enough room for eight people tops. So
the ceiling was falling apart.
Yes, it was not good. This would not have happened. We'd have had to have brought coffee in. We'd have had to have it
shipped
the first 10 are in. Otherwise, everyone else has to go home.
There's no way you could do it every day, but that would be incredible if we could do this every day.
Every day.
every single day.
World collide. Fun.
If we could leave every day during break and go out and talk to 100 people. Fans of the show. Just have them here.
Every day. We got to do it again on Groundhog.
Baldwin Shops here.
I think Groundhog's Day is we start to plan that, Jake.
Well, that's February 2nd. We got time for that.
Yeah, we got time.
Bill, people were curious before we get to break, what does Shin Daddy have going on today at the bank?
Shin Daddy had this going on because he knew the storm was coming in. It's Windshield Wiper Wednesday.
Good idea.
Good idea. So everyone that comes through the drive-thru, he'll go through the drive-thru, they get new wipers put on their car or pickup, and the most important thing, he will fill up your wiper fluid. Because you want, how many times when you go to hit your wiper fluid in bad weather and you have no fluid? Yeah. That's a bad feeling.
Now what? Pull over.
So it's Windshield Wiper Wednesday. So you come in, new set of wipers, new fluid.
What a service.
He's out there. So as you're doing your banking in the drive through, he'll pop the hood. He'll pop the hood and he'll also, right there.
The coveralls.
He'll be in coveralls.
He's got coveralls.
He'll be out there popping. He'll check the oil if needed, but it's Windshield Wiper Wednesday. If someone says, could you also imagine that? Remember, we used to pull into a gas station? Yeah, check the oil. Yeah. And a guy would check your 100%. Oil for you. Oh, better times. Wow, better days.
But he's essentially giving away windshield wipers.
Yes, giving away windshield
that
wipers.
Is very generous.
That's We're also doing generous. Very well for the food bank.
Yeah,
funds are coming in.
I'm seeing funds. I'm seeing a lot of food out there also, by the way, in the bins. Yes.
And you can come by all day long with
cans. With the cans of food, yes.
Yes.
Perishable.
Yes,
absolutely.
And wads of cash. We'll take that.
Wow. Yeah. And we should thank ticket management for letting us do stuff like this.
Yes. We wouldn't have this if it wasn't for the move.
And we do. I mean, we have a big space here. Yeah. God, this is exceeding.
Look, they're all talking to each other. It's just beautiful.
Yes. We're heading back out.
This is exceeding.
Is Bill Thrills next?
It is next.
Yeah, get ready.
When we come back, Bill Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.